Yesterday, from 10 to 11, immediately following this program, KBC broadcast live the only debate, apparently, between John Cox, Republican running for governor of the state of California, and Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, the Democrat. And joining us right now on the Newsmaker line, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, John Cox. Good morning, Mr. Cox. How are you?
Great to be with you. And I'm not sure I call it a debate as much as it was a joint appearance in non-conversation.
I think that's a fair way of describing it. I thought that you presented well, and the difference between yourself and Gavin Newsom could not be more stark. Obviously, it's the conundrum of modern California that we look at the number of people who are moving out of the state for all of the reasons that you articulated and more. And yet the policies that led so many people to bail on the Golden State are the policies that Gavin Newsom embraces and doubles down on and looks at as a point of pride.
Well, let's look at what we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about water rationing, which is coming in 3 years. You're not going to be able to take a bath in this state, literally. We're going to rename this the smelly state, not the golden state, because you're going to be able to have to schedule your showers every other day in the state because the political class is going to make you ration the amount of water. We didn't talk about the homeless situation. As you know, in L.A., you've got a typhus outbreak now. And it's worse in San Francisco with the human tragedy of people living on the streets. We didn't talk about the education system that is now rated 47th in the nation. Half of our public school children can't read to a grade level that they're supposed to, and despite the fact that we have vastly increased the amount of money, almost $100 billion a year we're spending on education, and our results are just going nowhere but down. None of these things. And, of course, we didn't talk about health care, which Gavin Newsom wants to take over. The same people who are running the DMV and making you wait 4 hours to get a renewal are going to now be administering your health care. None of those issues were covered. Instead, we talked about gay marriage and guns, none of which I'm saying anything about on this trail or that most voters in California care a lot about because they're pretty well settled.
And, you know, if there's any issue that is representative of how far off the rails California government has gotten, and I use that term specifically, off the rails,
it's the rail to nowhere out there.
Right. It's the Governor Jerry Brown's insane train, the crazy train, which Gavin Newsom has acknowledged is, I mean, he uses tepid language like deeply flawed, but he's also promised to continue to go forward with this thing. And it's the ultimate definitive representative issue of where government has failed in California.
Well, and it's way over budget. But, you know, Gavin Newsom's got an answer for that. Raise taxes. So Gavin Newsom's in favor of the gas tax. He's in favor of destroying Proposition 13 protections. He said that as much in this non-debate. And he is also for doubling the state income tax to pay for his boondoggle health care plan to put him in power over all of our health care decision making. So, you know, I just hope the people of California take a step back and look at what's going on with their community and their state and say, okay, we need a change from the status quo. This ain't working. We got to do something different.
We're talking with John Cox, who's candidate for governor. His campaign website is very simple, johncoxforgovernor.com. It's very easy to find. Too often in California, when we talk about issues in this medium of talk radio and amongst Republicans and conservatives, we end up with a laundry list of things that we're opposed to that they're doing in Sacramento.
Right.
And God knows there's plenty of them. But let's take a minute to talk about what it is you'd like to do, because being governor of California is more than just sweeping back the tide of bad ideas.
No, and it's building more and less expensive homes. We spent a good amount of time talking about this, that you know, he just wants to hand out some subsidies to people. I actually want to make it so that we can build affordable homes. I build apartments for a living. That's my business. And I can build apartments in other states other than California for a relative fraction. I mean, we're talking 20% of what it costs in Los Angeles. I can build an apartment for $80,000, for example, in Indiana, which is a lovely apartment, 9-foot ceiling, state-of-the-art appliances, for $80,000. The same apartment in L.A. to build is $450,000. Now, that translates into much higher rents for people in L.A., and there's no explanation for that difference except government, government, government. Regulations, lawsuits, delays, impact fees, taxes, driving up this cost so that average, hardworking, forgotten Californians are sitting there paying through the nose for a place to live. And they're just a tiny bit away from, you know, being homeless because of these outrageous housing costs.
Well, you know, one of the other issues, and of course, Gavin Newsom's never going to touch this, not with a 900-foot pole, is one of the contributing factors to the homeless crisis is our sanctuary policies. We've invited the poorest of the hemisphere's poor to come here. They're not living in Bel Air. They're not living in Marin County. The homeless, the illegal immigrants who have come in are living in the lowest cost units of housing in California. And that oftentimes includes illegal garage conversions. But who was living in those properties prior to that? The people who are now on the streets, who have been literally priced out of the substandard housing or minimal standard housing by a working population that's in the country illegally. And no one wants to even – they won't even allow that to be part of the conversation, which means they're not interested in diagnosing and fixing the problem.
And, you know, how would Steven Spielberg like it if I pitched a tent in front of his house? The public streets and sidewalks and parks are for the public, not for people to camp out in. And it's just so sad, and you're right. A lot of it's the homeless situation is attributable to the cost of housing, but it's also drug abuse.
Yep,
and
all these other issues.
Alcohol. Yeah, and of course they're banning plastic straws, but they're not doing anything about hypodermic needles. And Newsom's answer for the drug abuse is clean needles and a safe injection room. That is the last thing we should be doing. We should be curing people. That's the most compassionate thing to do, and that's what we'll do when I'm the governor.
We're talking about John Cox, candidate for governor of California. John, because you have been working in the business arena for a very long time, and you've certainly talked to fellow business leaders, many of whom have voted with their feet to pull their businesses out of California. I saw an interesting sidebar last night. NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt was in Texas, and they were talking to Beto O'Rourke, the Democratic challenger to Senator Ted Cruz, and they talked to Ted Cruz, and Cruz made an interesting point. He said, you know, a lot of people who have moved to Texas from other states moved here to get away from, like, California policies. And they're not likely to vote for a candidate, Beto O'Rourke, that wants to impose the very policies that they just moved here to get away from. And, you know, I'm curious as to what you think California looks like 4 or 5 years down the road if you're not elected governor.
I shudder to think, and of course, I'm going to speak in the positive. You know, I'm going to get elected governor. We're going to build affordable housing. We're going to make our education system number one again. You know, we're going to make sure we build reservoirs and desalination and recycling so that we have more than enough water for agriculture as well as our own showers. You know, we're going to build roads. We're going to take money from that train that is way over budget, way over schedule. We're going to end that beast, and we're going to build a lot more roads, have a lot less congestion that we can live with. Roads that we can actually travel on as opposed to parking lots. You know, that's the vision that I have for this state. And that is, frankly, I worry, you know, if my opponent were elected, you know, we would have more taxes, more people leaving the state. The education system would continue to downgrade because he's a wholly owned subsidiary of the teachers' unions. They're going to kill charter schools, which are the only bright spot, frankly, in our education system. And, you know, that's just not a future I think many Californians want to face. We got a choice here. Let's change this this regime and really get some decent political leadership.
One of the things we've been talking a lot about for a long time here, and this is more of a long-term and a philosophic, almost a philosophic point, but it's got very real-world implications, is there's a phrase that is used commonly in the media and by politicians and by we the people. And that phrase is a fiction. And the phrase is government money. The government's going to pay for something. And yet it's so deeply held by so many millions of people. And in California, we've exempted so many people from paying taxes, like 47% of the residents of this giant state don't even pay state taxes. So it's like they don't have any equity in the programs that they're asked to vote for. And, you know, if I can take your credit card and go to the mall, John, I'm going to have a great time. How do we turn that around? How do we inform people that there is no such thing as government money? It's all your money. It's the people's money.
They need leaders who understand what's going on, really, Doug. And that's essential. And I'm from the business world. You know, people need to know, and I think this is well evident to anybody who knows something about economics, that taxes are in everything we buy. When you go to the grocery stores and you buy a dozen eggs, there's a burden, a tax burden that's in that egg. You certainly pay sales tax when you buy it too, but you know, that's very visible and easy to see. But the company that grew the chickens that laid the eggs pays tax and they pass it along. The people who make the container pay tax and pass it along. The people who delivered the eggs to the grocery store itself, everybody pays all these taxes and they put it into the price of everything that we buy. So this lie, this canard that somehow, you know, there's a number of people that don't pay taxes. We all pay taxes for and it's built into the price of every piece of thing, everything we buy at a store, every service. You know, you go to the nail salon or you go to the car wash and there's taxes that are built into the price of that you pay for. So when government, you know, doesn't work itself right, doesn't use our money efficiently, we all pay that burden. And I think that's a message that, you know, the politicians don't like to remind us of that because they want to pit us, you know, the rich against the poor. But what we do know is that the politicians benefit from this game. You know, that they're the ones who actually make a good living off of government. And that's something we've got to end as well.
John Cox, forgovernor.com is the campaign website. I'm sure we'll speak to you before Election Day. It's a month away, essentially. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. And we'll continue to invite Gavin Newsom. And who knows, maybe he'll shock us and say yes.